You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our pastor, the Reverend Charles D. Twyman. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Your attention to a passage of scripture that we hope that you will find familiar. It's in 2 Corinthians and the 4th chapter. And beginning at verse 17, it reads, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." I want to talk about potholes. Amen. Potholes. As soon as I turn this thing off, I don't know. Amen. Potholes. You know where they are, don't you? If you're driving a car, you must have seen some or passed some on your way here today, and no doubt they'll still be there when we get out of church. And you may go another way, but you'll still probably run across potholes. It's come to mind about these potholes because I was watching the news the other day, and the news reporter was out in the street, and there on the side of the road were several cars pulled over, all of which had flat tires. And they began to complain about the infrastructure of our roads, as we do every year about this time, amen? And it seemed as though Lansing is not paying attention to us, and people are frustrated. And people have gone through this over and over again about potholes.
Yes, sir.
It seems to me, as they described on the TV news program, and that potholes happen when there is a fatigue fracture develops in the interlocking pattern of the asphalt and even the concrete. And chunks of pavement between fatigue cracks work loose and eventually are picked up by the road traffic and become potholes. It says now the formation of potholes are exacerbated by low temperatures, amen, as water from a rain expands and freezes and forms ice into these cracks and these crevices, and they expand. Amen. And this is the anatomy of the pothole. And the stress of already cracked pavement forms a pothole, and it grows through continued removal of the broken chunks of pavement and road. And even when they're filled with water, that is a distraction, because then you don't even know when you're getting ready to hit a pothole. Amen. And as the water is washed away, part of the road is washed away with that. And if seen in time, you might avoid some potholes, but you won't avoid all of them. Most cannot be avoided, especially when they contain water and you swerve to miss one. You might go into another lane and cause an accident in a car. Amen. So the rule is that when they appear to be unavoidable, the best thing you can do is slow down. Slow down. You see, potholes can change the way you drive. Amen. I know it's some streets I don't even go down. Amen. They can aggravate you. They can jar your teeth. They can run your blood pressure up. Yeah, potholes will make you cuss. And some of you have. Amen. You need not say amen right there. You know who you are. Potholes have been known to flatten tires, bend wheels, bend rims, break suspension parts, and cause hundreds and even thousands of dollars worth of damage. And if you're expecting the road commission to reimburse you for the damage done to your vehicle, it is often a lengthy and futile process and you'll never get paid. As I was listening to them describe the anatomy of a pothole, and they seemed to be unavoidable, somehow what they said began to transform from the natural into the spiritual. And I began to focus in my Christian journey on this life and this road that I'm living, and this life that I'm living on my way to heaven. There have been many, many potholes I have encountered on this road of life. And these are spiritual potholes. I began to think about the dynamics and the anatomy of the spiritual pothole that plagues so many of us Christians, that causes so much damage to our faith, to our testimony, and even our lives. And then I began to think about the spiritual potholes. I see a similarity between the potholes we see in the street and the things that we try to avoid. And there are things in this life that you're just not going to be able to avoid. And while they're inconvenient disturbances and they can rattle your nerves and attack your wallet and the front end of your automobile and may need alignment, you know eventually the roads will be prepared or repaired, even if it's with a cold patch that's temporary. You know that soon this thing will come to pass until this time again next year. And even if you change your direction and change your route, potholes can pop up anywhere. But they're temporal. And I found that spiritual potholes can often be seen as being temporal too. They're unexpected. They're inconvenient. They're nerve-wracking. Disturbances on the road of life. That sudden shock can alter or change one's direction. These vicissitudes, that's what it's called. Vicissitudes is that sudden variation in circumstances at different times in our life that have similarities to the natural potholes on the road, because you never know when they're going to pop up. And here's what I'm talking about. You can be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, traveling smoothly down the road of righteousness on your way to heaven, and a spiritual pothole will pop up. Oh, yes, it will. A pothole. Come on, let me tell you what the spiritual pothole is. It could be the loss of a loved one unexpectedly. It could be the loss of employment. That's a pothole. It could be the loss of your home. It could be divorce. It could be illness. It could be as serious as cancer, but it's still a pothole. It could be a wayward child. It could be a wayward wife, a wayward husband, home invasion, a stolen car, inconveniences such as no lights, no heat, no water, no power. Potholes. And then there's those financial potholes. Just when you got through thinking everything was all right, here come the taxes are due. Amen. They done went up at the grocery store on everything. Seemed like you can't make your ends meet, and you thought that your budget was there and things become due, and now they went up on the insurance, the taxes, and everything else, and you find yourself in a financial loss. That ain't nothing but a pothole. The roof might be leaking. Hot water tank don't work. Furnace went out. It's a pothole. And when these altercations and vicissitudes of life occur, you don't just sit in a pothole and say, woe is me. You don't throw yourself a pity party and cry out to God, why is this happening to me? Some of it can't be avoided. But when you hit a pothole, you have to be motivated to get out of it as soon as possible. The pothole, get out the pothole and resume your direction on your course toward heaven. Once there was a group of frogs. They were on their way to a familiar pond where they would sport, and as they were getting ready to go to the pond, they had to cross a great highway. And as they were crossing the highway, one of the frogs fell into a pothole. And he was hopping, trying to get out of the pothole. And the other frogs gathered around him and began to encourage him and tell him, come on, jump, Harry, jump. Why they call him Harry, I don't know, but told him to jump, man. You jump higher than that before. And they were shouting encouragement to him that he might jump. And the more he jumped, the more tired he got until he found that he could hardly jump anymore. And so the frogs gave up on him and left him and went on to the pond. Well, the next day they saw Harry just jumping around and hopping around. And they asked him, man, how did you get out? We didn't think you was going to ever get out. Harry said, I didn't either. He said, but a big truck was coming, so I had to get out. Maybe that's what it's going to take for you to get out of your pothole. Maybe you need to see a big truck coming along. Amen. And a big truck could be worse than the pothole you're in. Well, I got a truckload of God's word to give you that might help you get out the pothole that you're in right now. Don't throw no pity party. Don't say, why me, Lord? Understand, this is just a pothole. Amen. Amen. God can get you out. Even if you got in it, God can get you out. He's still Lord of lords and King of kings. God can get you out. I got a truckload of motivation for you to get out. The potholes, they can change your plans. They can change your directions. And yes, they can even change your mind. In our text today, the Apostle Paul wanted people to understand the circumstances of his ministry. And that everything hasn't always been good to the Apostle Paul as he went from town to town establishing the church. As he went preaching and establishing church, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, he tells the church at Corinth, he said, but this power, this treasure that we have that comes from God, we have it in these earthen vessels. These bodies, these clay pots. We have these in these perishable bodies, he said. And the truth is that people see that we're in these frail bodies, that they might understand that the power and the glory is not ours, but it's of God's. He said, we are troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed. He said, we're pressed, but the troubles don't stay. We're crushed, but we're not broken. He said, we're perplexed, but we don't give up and we don't quit. We're hunted down, but God never gives up on us. The Lord never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get back up. And we keep on going. Through suffering, these bodies of ours constantly share in the death of Jesus, that the life Jesus lived, and that it shows that one day we'll soon be dead and gone. It shows us that we're in this temporary clay pots, but there's a power that we have that we weren't born with. It came when we were born again. He said, that's why we don't give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed day by day. Well, our present troubles are quite small and won't last very long. They produce immeasurable great glory for us. So there's a reason for the potholes. In other words, Paul say, we take a licking, but we keep on ticking. Now, brothers and sisters, don't mistake the pothole for a speed bump. Sometimes God puts speed bumps in our way. You've seen a speed bump, haven't you? Sometimes they're in parking lots to get you to slow down so you don't run over the people. You'll see them around schools where they have a speed bump and you hit it, it tells you to slow down. And so sometimes God will place a speed bump in your life just to tell you to watch out for yourself and watch out for other people. That's God's way of saying, slow your roll. Because sometimes we're rolling too fast. Here's what it says in James about that speed bump. Wherefore, he says in James 1:19-20, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, but slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So don't get angry. Don't get mad. Don't cuss when you hit a speed bump or when you get into a pothole. Understand that perhaps this is God's way of getting your undivided attention. I know what you're saying, but Pastor, you don't know my story, and perhaps I don't, and some of these things are just accidents, they happen, but see, what you don't know is you don't understand the sovereignty of God. You have not yet that God works in all situations, and God does things in peculiar ways, and you never know it. And now some speed bumps and barriers and roadblocks and detours are part of God's plan for your life. Now, it's true that Satan will try to change our direction with detours and roadblocks, and he'll even have some potholes for us, but all potholes don't belong to the devil. Amen. God had put some potholes in there just to wake us up and get our attention. And brother, believe me, when you hit a pothole, you will wake up. God wants you to develop a mindset that everything that happens to you as a Christian happens to you for a reason. Even if you don't know the reason at this time, stay on your knees till you find out the reason. This is the way Paul put it. Paul says it like this in Romans 8:28, for all things work together for good. He didn't say all things were good, but all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God's got a purpose for you. So in the meanwhile, while you're trying to figure it out, God is working it out. And God said, just keep on praying. Keep on studying my word and you'll find out why you're going through your potholes. There are no accidents. Once upon a time, not too long ago, there was a cowboy down in Texas, and he was applying for health insurance. And so when he went into the insurance office, they asked him, had he ever had an accident? And to that, he said, no. He said, but once I was bitten by a rattlesnake, and I was laid up a few days after that. And then one time, a horse kicked me in the ribs, and I was laid up for a couple of weeks behind that. And the lady behind the counter said, weren't those accidents? And he said, no. He said, they did it on purpose. The snake and the horse. They did it intentionally. Amen. See, that's what you need to do. You need to develop this mindset. There is no accidents. Everything is happening and happening for a purpose. Even if I don't understand the purpose, God understands the purpose. We have this mindset. There's no accidents. Everything is happening that I might learn him. Read the Bible. Study God's word. Stay on your knees. Find out, why am I going through this? Sometime when you have financial difficulties, God is trying to tell you, you should have been tithing. You didn't see that coming, did you? You should have trusted me with the 10%. I'd have blessed you with 100%. Sometimes God is trying to teach you something. Not only did you put up 10% for God, you need to put up 10% for yourself. Living from paycheck to paycheck is no way to live for a Christian. We ought to have faith in God, but you ought to have some wisdom that comes from God. And if you don't have no wisdom, ask him to give you wisdom. Most of the pothole that we have, we dug for ourselves. Come on, I ain't got but a few more minutes. Most potholes are unavoidable, but you can always learn from them. And if you can't go around it, you got to go through it. But if God bring you to it, God will bring you through it. Amen. They're called sometimes by our own unreasonableness. And Sometimes they're caused by unconfessed sin. I won't explain this to you. See, on this road of righteousness, you cannot let sin go unconfessed. Unconfessed sin causes fatigues and cracks in the pavement of your journey. Did you hear what I said? I think I'll say it again. Sometimes it's unconfessed sin that causes fragmented cracks in the pavement of your journey. This is what it says in 1 John 1:8-10. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And bear in mind what it says in verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. All Christians sin. All Christians should confess their sins. When sin goes unconfessed, the fatigues and cracks in the pavement of our lives, it starts with the lie you told. Amen. The joint you smoked. The gossip you helped spread. The dirty joke you told that you had no business telling. That purchase of the lottery ticket because you felt lucky. Amen. That swig of liquor that you had stopped drinking. And usually this is caused because usually when we first accept Jesus Christ, all those things become unlawful to us. Those are sin, but since you've been saved for a whole 3 months now, since you've been saved for about 3 or 4 years now, you think you can go get you a little Johnny Walker Red, amen. You think you can make you a little hot toddy now, amen. You think you can just smoke a little bit now. You think you can just joke a little bit now. You think you can just cuss a little bit now. But let me tell you couldn't cuss then. You're not supposed to cuss now. If you're righteous, all you're doing is causing your own pothole. You can call it Christian liberty all you want to. I know what it is. Let me explain. When we have unconfessed sin, that's when your temperature toward God begins to drop. And the water of God's word begins to freeze and forms ice in your spiritual character. And the crack becomes a crevice. Then the crevice becomes a pothole. And if you keep on, the pothole will become a sinkhole. And if you keep on, the sinkhole will become a grave. Did you hear what I said? Confess your sin. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians 11:30. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. That means many have died because they did not confess their sin. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Amen. So you better check yourself, for you wreck yourself. Spiritual potholes are the trials, the tribulations, the troubles associated with becoming a Christian believer. And they have come with their part of afflictions because of our salvation in the Lord. Come on, with let me give you the truckload I got. I got five things in this truckload of motivation and encouragement. And even if this don't motivate you, sometimes you got to be like David and just encourage yourself. But encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in his word. Amen. Number one, potholes are to be expected. Let me throw some word on this. It says in John 16:33, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, Jesus said, for I have overcome the world. Paul writes in Acts 14:22, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God, again tells us that we are to expect trouble, tribulation, and potholes. Number two of this truckload, it's only temporary. And that's a good thing. Listen, 1 Peter 5:10 says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called you unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while." Did you get that? "A while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." So this is just a minor setback. It's just a pothole. I know it's devastating. I know it's inconvenient, but it's still a pothole. Number three, the pothole is comparatively light. Let me Romans 8:18. "For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." In other words, this ain't nothing when you compare it to what you're gonna get out of this. We got glory after this. Number four, the pothole is less than what we deserve. Amen. It's less than what we deserve. Psalm 103:10. "He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities." Because God is full of grace. God is full of mercy. You ought to get mercy while mercy is flowing. But the Bible says it endures forever. And then number five of this truckload of motivation I want to give you. Number five, often potholes arise from our own profession of godly living. If you live right, you're going to get some potholes. If you don't live right, maybe you can avoid them. This is what it said in 2 Timothy 3:12. "Yea, and all those that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." If you live right, you're going to fall into some potholes sometime. So just understand, be encouraged in the word. I'm personally counting all of life's spiritual potholes of affliction as being light compared to what's waiting on me, for me on the other side. I've made up my mind, I've made up my heart to endure as a good soldier in Christ and stand on the old battlefield dressed up in the armor of God. So my feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I'm holding on to the shield of faith. I'm wearing the helmet of salvation, and I'm carrying the sword of the Spirit. But on that day when I have to stick this sword in the sands of time and study war no more, when I get off that old smoky battlefield one day and my pothole becomes a grave, don't you worry about me. Because on that day when this body is given over to the undertaker, don't worry, because the soul been given to the undertaker already. I've got a home on the other side. And I've got a soul that's already given unto the Lord. I've got a home in heaven already, where there's no mortgage, there's no taxes, no insurance to be paid, no premium. I've got the blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. How do I know? Because he paid for it all at Calvary. Paid for it on a hill called Calvary one Friday when they nailed his hands and they nailed his feet. Put a crown of thorns upon his head. Hung him between two thieves, between his Father in heaven and his mother on earth. He died for me and he died for you. They took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb. He only needed for a weekend. He stayed there Friday and Saturday. But the Bible said it was early Sunday morning. He got up from the grave with all power of heaven and earth in his hand. He rose. He conquered sin. He conquered death. He conquered the grave. And he's conquered all of my potholes. Potholes. They're only temporary. Potholes. They're everywhere. Potholes. They're just temporary. Come on, take your licking. But just keep on ticking. God bless you. The door to the church is now open.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. www.thefaithfulmovement.com. Thank you, and God bless you.